Absolutely. And I do welcome the development to set aside the pre-1993 convictions, but it is long overdue. This campaign has been led by my Labour Party colleague, Deputy Jed Nash, since 2016. And that in turn resulted in the historic state apology to the LGBTQ citizens in 2018. And now we're coming to the second phase of Deputy Nash's proposals. But as I said, it is unfortunate that it has taken so long to get to this stage, because imagine having this deeply offensive stain of criminality on your record simply for being who you are. So the removal of these criminal convictions is vital, because it does recognise the grave wrong that was committed by the Irish state. And also, can I say, the language that was used in that legislation was horrendous, offensive, and it was used to dehumanise our gay men. And equally, to quote Deputy Nash, he says, "There are old men in this country who have criminal records only because of who they are, of who they love and loved, and when." So, as you rightly said, you know, it's an uncomfortable truth that, you know, Ireland historically treated our LGBTQ community very poorly, and particularly our gay and bisexual men. And they were harassed and prosecuted, as it was, by the state simply for being gay. And as you said, many listeners will recall specific incidents during this dark period in our history when we treated them really in an abysmal manner. And I know myself, and even from, as you said, from my constituents, and equally from discussions, you know, in my family, we were just recalling that many were forced to emigrate. They were never heard from again. And those who remained in Ireland at the time faced an awful reality, because some would have been hidden away by their family and institutions. Other faced daily bullying and harassment in their work or their community. Some were physically attacked. Others entered what was effectively a sham heterosexual marriage. And unfortunately, some committed suicide due to the shame and the trauma that they had to face in isolation. And I think it's important that we all remember that this was at a time when there were no support groups. There was no internet to join sympathetic online community or to reach out to somebody that they could talk to in confidence. So our gay and bisexual men were effectively alone, isolated, intimidated, and made feel that they don't belong and were not wanted in their own country and in their own communities.